It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is now time to talk fishing, and we're going to talk fishing with somebody that knows fishing, Mr. Seth Vanover down at Lake Fork. Seth is probably on the dock down there at the Minnow Bucket, standing by waiting on some clients or cleaning fish or something. Seth, how are you today, bud?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Couldn't be better. I mean, you know, I'm just, everything is going really well, and loving life, and had a lot of fun, a lot of fishing going on here lately, and even a little bit of hog hunting. So things are good, and I know things are good with you. I've been spending a lot of time around Lake Fork here lately. At least once a week I've been down that way, and folks, I try to stop by and see Seth. He guides out of the Minnow Bucket, an awesome place down there. And I know, Seth, that most of our listeners, probably many of them, headquarter at the Minnow Bucket when they're looking for a room or a pavilion for their tournaments or a good fishing dock or a boat ramp. It's in the cafe there. I tell you what, I can't hardly get by without stopping by to eat something there at the Minnow Bucket, Seth.
It's good.
It is good, buddy. Yep. Let's think about crappie first. Kind of give everyone an update. I think a lot of times I know I'm guilty of taking things for granted when we're talking about different species, fishing for different types of fish. But really the nuts and bolts is the subtle stuff is what really helps people, I think. I guess right now crappie are going to be stacking up on their summer pattern, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're locked onto a summer pattern, and it's actually, the crappie fishing has been fairly steady for this time of year. I mean, we're still catching a lot of limits of crappie, and they're big. Usually this time of year it starts getting kind of hit and miss. You know, you'll have a good day, and then you'll have a so-so day, and then you'll have a day like, why did I come out here? But we hadn't had any of those days. They've been really steady. I'm kind of surprised. I think the more we get into July, that may start to happen. But right now, it's pretty steady. You can catch a lot of fish, whether it be crappie or catfish. Right now, catfish you can always catch, but the crappie bite is really, really good right now.
Okay, now let's talk about. I was fishing actually a big farm pond up on the Choctaw Lodge up in Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Tribe. I was up there with Larry Wysoon recently, and crappie, you know, I had some bass gear. And crappie, it's all about feeling those subtle, sometimes a little. I mean, we were casting from the bank, and that thing was loaded with crappie. But you light tackle something, you can feel that thump. And actually, I had to switch over. I didn't bring any light tackle for crappie. I had some bass gear and some, I was rigged up for catfish also. But once I switched, borrowed an old boy's light tackle, then I started feeling a thump on the way down and that kind of thing. But if you're crappie fishing, you need something that you can, where you can feel that bite, don't you?
You do. You need something with a sensitive tip. I mean, the bite is real good right now, but it's also a light bite. Every now and then they'll crack it and try to take that rod from you, especially on a minnow. They'll really try to take it from you. But if you're fishing jigs, which is what I primarily do, it's a lot of line watching. A lot of real sensitive bites, but they are biting. So, you know, sensitive tip rod, I use an 8-foot rod. That's got a real sensitive tip, a lot of backbone, because they'll thump you and take you right back down into that brush. So you got to be able to yank them out of there before they pull you down there and get you all tangled up. But it just needs a soft tip. That's the biggest thing.
I wish I'd I know you were guiding when we were up there at the Choctaw Lodge. I would give anything to have had you up there. Now, I would catch a crappie on fishing off the bank, mind you. There was a weir, you know, which is a drain on a lake, a weir, concrete structure, and in the lower lake. And we caught all the crappie we wanted right fishing, they were hanging close to that concrete, you know. But for instance, I did not have the crappie niblets. It would maybe have been dangerous had you been out there, you know. I mean, really rigged up for them. And we were using little roadrunners, you know, chartreuse. I think they were chartreuse and yellow roadrunners.
Roadrunners, deadly.
Okay, good. Well, it worked. I'd say, honestly, every third or fourth cast, as an average, you'd either get a bite or catch them.
Roadrunner is a deadly, deadly bait. If you really know how to use them, I say when you're in a spot like that, what you're describing, I say you know how to use them. You just got to know how to reel it in. As when they're aggressive, they will beat those roadrunners to death.
Now, what would have happened with your bait of choice out there with a crappie niblet? Now, and explain.
I probably caught him every cast.
Yes, I really do believe that. I do. But explain your type of the way you rig up for when we say jig fishing. What are you using? That I bet that'll help a lot of people.
Right now, with the water, you know, start spiking in temperature like it is in the upper 80s, lower 90s, I really downsize things. I'm throwing a 124 head. Real light head, so it doesn't fall as fast. And it's all about the rate of fall this time of year. They don't want anything that's just zooming down through the water column. If it's just gently floating down there, you know, 124th ounce head, it'll fall not quite a foot a second, and that's pretty slow. You get that slow fall coming up into the brush, and you got to watch your line. You'll see the line just keep going down with the bait. And then when it hits about 12 feet, 13 feet, all of a sudden it doesn't fall anymore. Well, there's your bite. So, you know, it's not that eighth-ounce head or that heavier head where it's zooming through there. You've got to really slow down and let it fall through the water column real slow. They just prefer that this time of year when that water spikes in temperature.
You know, Seth, 124th, that's almost fly rod material. I mean, can you, on those ultralights, I guess you can flip it out there and with real light line, you can actually cast it, I'm sure, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's on 6-pound test. Yeah. And on these little buggy whip rods, you can really sling it out there pretty good ways.
Yeah, that would be key. And back to the point that if you're going to catch, if you're serious about your crappie fishing, it's well worth investing in a good sensitive rod. What type of rod do you like, Seth, when you're, you know?
Well, I'm using the Wally Marshall ones, you know, made by Lewes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of good backbone to it and a real sensitive tip. It's a good rod. I just pair it up with a Lewes 7500 reel, and, I mean, that's it. I've got those rods from 5 foot to 8.5 foot long. And this time of year, I'm using that 8 foot because you can really buggy whip that bait out there, those light baits, and sling it out there good ways.
You know, also, you guide on Lake of the Pines and Lake Fork. And Lake of the Pines, I know I've seen on Facebook, folks, you can go online to lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, of course. That's the SAS website. But you can go to Lake Fork Cat and Crappie and like that and see the pictures. But, Seth, I've been seeing pictures that you've been spending a good bit of time also at Lake of the Pines and bringing out some monster-sized crappie. So I guess Pines right now is a good spot too, right?
It ain't bad. You can switch up techniques over there. We're starting to do what we call pulling cranks. You know, you catch a real hot day with no wind, it's a good technique to go to because you can create a little wind. Now, all we're doing is dragging banded 300 series crankbaits, the regular bass baits, the bass crankbaits, dragging them behind the boat, trolling them at about 2 miles an hour, and just whacking the crappie doing it.
I'll be. So just trolling those things.
That's it.
That's
and
awesome.
Trolling them, the 300 series dive to about 12 feet, and you catch those break lines in 15 to 16 feet, and there are certain areas of the lake they're just loaded with crappie, and they get lethargic this time of year. So, you know, the I guess the thought behind it was, you know, kind of slow your stuff down. Well, we're doing it. There's a school of thought. If a fast bait comes through there at 2 miles an hour for a bait, that's coming.
That's
pretty fast. And it's a reaction bite is what it is. You're not floating it down in front of them like the small jig. You've got that crankbait zinging past them at 2 miles an hour, and it's a reaction bite, just like a bass. You know, crappie's a predator, just like a bass. And they're killing these things. They love it. And it creates a little bit of a breeze for you on a hot take.
You bet. You know, that's something I learned about crappie. A mutual friend of ours, Billy Kilpatrick. We were fishing a private lake. This has been, 15 years ago, up in East Texas on the Broseco Ranch. And I'd been out there. I had a little boat that I drug down there, and, it was a little kicker on it. And there's probably a 100-acre lake. It's a pretty good-sized lake. And I'd caught, using minnows, I'd caught a few crappie, you know, just a handful. And the thing was loaded with crappie. Billy showed up a little later in the day. It was a family outing down there. And he put his little boat in, or got in with me, I forget. But he said, Luke, you ought to be catching a lot more crappie than that, excuse me, on minnows. I said, well, I'd hope to, you know, just not working. He said, so what he did, put the minnows out. He said, drop your minnow out and get on a trolling motor and just pull those minnows. I'm not talking about, you know, crankbaits. Just the movement, you know. And he says, what's happening at school of crappie, when we get through them, they're all following that bait. One of them's going to grab it. So, but I've never trolled like that with a crankbait. That's awesome. And it's a good way in the heat of the day summertime to break the heat too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we did it yesterday, and it was the wind had died down. The bite had kind of died down on the jigs. And I was like, well, that's why I brought these.
You bet.
We chunked them out there, and I put the trolling motor. I've got the Altera. You can remote it from anywhere in the boat. I set it on about 1.8 miles an hour, and we started trolling some flats right off some sharp drops, and just started whacking them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Lake of the Pines, that's a good tip right there. Of course, you
can't do that on fork.
Can't
It'll
do
stay
it on
hung up.
Don't it'll stay hunting. not a fork technique. That's
new.
Yep. Now we've only got another minute or so, minute and a half to visit. But Lake Fork, if you want to catch a bunch of catfish, drop you some range cubes down, 18 to 27 foot somewhere, and go
hold
fish.
On.
Yeah, and just
hold on. It's no more difficult than that.
And that's pretty simple. Number four.
Give it about 30 minutes for those range cubes to take effect, and you will start filling a cooler with some big old catfish.
I'm talking about some nice ones. And we've said this many times, Lake Fork, as far as an average size of channel catfish.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat it. I've fished many, many lakes in the state of Texas and Oklahoma, a bunch of them too, through the years. But it's common, a lot of lakes, to catch little ones. But these are some... these are some fillets right there. Seth, I really do appreciate you being with us. And, basically, Lake Fork, catandcrappie.com. They can track you down right there and leave a number. We have time for that if you'd like to. Folks could give you a call.
You bet. It's 903-736-4557.
Thanks a lot, Seth. And we will, as always, we'll get you back every few weeks to give everybody an update. How about it?
All right, Luke, I appreciate it.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.